For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
What's up, Mike?
What up? T.A., long time no see. What's up?
I know. It's been a minute. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Just happy to be here. It's been a minute. Been missing talking to my homie about the Bills, man. So it's good to be back. Good to kick it with everybody. And listen, if you didn't know where he was, we see That's crazy. A new background and everything. That's crazy. But, you know, we solidified. Listen, so if you ain't know where he was, I'm going to let you know. I'm Mike. That's T. Anywhere we at, we in the place to be. Shop 143. And this is Not Your Average Podcast in the 716. You heard the name.
You heard Go it. Bills. Go Bills. So in this season, Mike and I are, well, Bills in Buffalo is partnering with Monster Energy. What is it? Energy drink Monster. Yeah. So we're teaming up. We're unleashing the beast. So let's bring the monster out in you. So we're going to bring the monster out in us, and hopefully the Buffalo Bills do the same. So it's training camp, Mike. Football training is camp. Back.
It's here. It's the fabric. Whew. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the just so great. Yeah, I'm so, you know, I don't even know how to describe it. It's first of all, it's ridiculous to be excited about something like this, but yeah. It's our life, and we're here. And oh my God, you can smell the leather,
you can, and the grass, and all of that. It just smells. The sad thing about it is that when this happens, summer is kind of over, but
right, right. Football, I don't care. Shoot.
Right.
My TV work. Yeah.
Thank you. Go play somewhere. But the vets did report. Everybody's at Fisher University, St. John Fisher's University, right now, which is great. Besides the rookies, who are you excited to see? And wanting to hear that they stepped a notch, they're going to step a notch up. Who are you excited besides the rookies?
Josh.
Okay.
I'm looking to see the for real Josh Allen, the way obviously I think that he wanted it to his game to emulate, and it's him being the head of the dragon. And being able to move how he's able to move and bring people up. So I'm excited to see this Josh with all the hunger and the ambition that we have on the team. I want to see how he performs with it. So I'm so eager because there's so much trash talk about us right now. And, you know, we have nothing, you know, too much hype.
And some of that thing I think is just unwarranted. Like, I just don't understand the whole, and, you know, I don't think we talked about the Josh being overrated situation, and the Buffalo Bills have taken a step back. Now, okay, granted, I'll say we're not the same team we were last year. Definitely not. No. Take a step back. Maybe we have. But and how exciting.
We can't even say that. We can't even say that. Because we have no idea what this Buffalo team looks like. Like,
exactly.
We have no idea how they perform. So in the only way you can say we took a step back is because there's people that you, people are not familiar with. Yeah. That doesn't mean it's a step back. You know what I'm saying? So literally, but you know, these sports.
But you know, you shows, when you remove a dominant player, when you remove, and I just got something that he had a fight at camp today. We're not going to say the name. Mm. So I was like, ooh, that's juicy. But when you remove, okay, when you remove that piece from your offense, and it's a big piece, yeah, and you're like, oh, you're just, there's no way you can replace that. And listen, we're fans, and Brandon Bean has stated, I'm not trying to replace it.
No.
I'm just saying this is what it is. And it's exciting because, like you said, we don't even know what this room is.
No, and I think don't. From a fan's perspective, that's exciting because we've seen, right, last year's draft picks and off-season pickups and things like that. And we did the same thing. We sat here and we had high hopes and we made bets and everything. And look how it turned. Look how it turned out. It turned out amazing.
So yeah, why, still got it right here.
Look at boom. So why, after going through that last year, would we have any doubt coming this year? You see what I'm saying?
Great point, because, and you're getting me right into the next segment. We didn't know Bernard was going to be the linebacker because all offseason, we were like, well, who's going to step in? Who's going to be next to Matt Milano? How are we going to replace Tremaine Edmonds? What is going on? We didn't know Bernard was going to be this linebacker that we needed. He didn't play. Knew. He got hurt in training camp.
He didn't play in
any preseason.
He didn't play any preseason games. Nobody even knew what he looked like in a uniform besides pitchers.
Right.
You know, so, and you know, beforehand, I talked about it. I said, I watched this tape.
Yeah.
It's him. It's him. No matter what anybody was talking about, oh, y'all need to pick somebody up. Oh, you guys are in shambles. No, I was like, bro, watch. This dude right here. We already have him. That's why I was like, if we really needed a piece, we would have picked it up already. And I felt that. Because linebackers don't stay around long. So you have to pick up in the leader, the middle linebacker.
And
you know,
who knew? We didn't know, of course. But they were speaking about changing the linebacker position anyway, next to Matt Milano.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Tremaine was this freak of an athlete. But when it came to speedy guys, he couldn't pick them up. When it came to, you know, covering, you're the guy. But when it came to a slot wide receiver, Tremaine couldn't keep
up.
So,
well,
right. So you
it,
had
the,
to switch
trends.
It. And speaking of linebackers and everything, Matt Milano practiced today. Ooh, Matt Milano practiced today.
It's like,
right?
Ah, you smell that?
Yeah.
It's victory. That's what that smells like. Like, you know, I'm so excited that he's able to get back on the field and really get it in, because I think that teams. And I know from a coach's standpoint, I would be nervous.
With
Bernard and Milano, I would be sick to my stomach, because I'd be like, dude, this Bernard fellow had majority of last year to build up this leadership role.
Yes.
And not a leader coming back.
Yes.
So now y'all got two leaders?
Yes.
That's a soda. What? You see how I did that?
This man is rapping. What is going on? You okay?
Nah,
you back?
I got,
you back?
I got two chains on. I don't know what's going on. Come on now. So I feel like, you know, that's where it is. You know what I mean? Yeah. Now we got two leaders. I would be shaking in my boots. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, this is
Not only that, Mike, You got freaking Dorian Williams. Another right. year underneath his belt. I'm telling you right now, he was playing like when his hair was on fire, slowed down a little bit towards the end, the end of the season. He got it.
Yeah.
So he's coming back.
New nickname alert.
What?
He's Knuckles.
Who, Dorian Williams?
Yes. You know Sonic and Knuckles?
Oh. Oh my God. We call him Knuckles? I like it. Yeah,
we're calling him Knuckles.
So on my other pod, that's so funny though. That's funny. Yeah. My other pod I did with Robin, she called Mac Hollins Barefoot Jesus.
I seen it. Listen, I swear, I don't know what I was doing. When I seen that man barefooted, I was like, oh, he's finna fuck it up. He's about to shock the world. Any dude that shows up barefooted, I don't know what you're going to do with him. He's going to show up and he's going to show out. And I said that as soon as we picked him up, I was like, that's a big dude.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a big dude. And he looks, you know how when you look at a person and they're sure about themselves. You see what I'm saying? And they're comfortable in their skin, right? I feel like he is that, right? And he needed a space to where he can be able to be that in totality. And showing up barefooted shows me that this is the place for it. So, hey, man, you're going to see that hair flying. Mark my words.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely you are. Yeah. I'll say this. Another person, Vaughn. You want to see if Vaughn is 1 year removed from his injury. Right. Today, he had a sleeve on, not doing anything with a brace at all. Right. Love to hear that. Love to see that. So you would think at when he's coming in this year. So we got nothing from Vaughn last year. Absolutely nothing. Yeah, Vaughn set a game.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
Right?
Because you know what? And we talked about this. It was the mental.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It was the mental. It was the hair of a second of a hesitation that Vaughn usually doesn't give. And you got to shake that. You know, I said that. You got to shake that. That's hard to shake. So I feel like him now, he's had a lot of time to shake it. He's got a lot of time to give confidence and build confidence in his legs. And this is the year after is always the best one.
Yeah.
You know,
another person, I'll say Kyir Elam. Sean McDermott said today that Kyir Elam has a clean slate and there'll be times in training camp that he'll be running with the ones.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for this guy.
Like, I know. Listen, we loved him from jump.
Yeah. I just want him to make it, Mike. Right. You know what I'm saying? You root for somebody so hard where you just like, you see the potential of this guy and you see he really wants it.
Right.
To where I don't care if you make mistakes, because when you make those mistakes, you won't make the same one.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so I don't care. Do it now in training camp, whatever. Get it out of your freaking system, whatever you have to do. But just, you know, I don't know. Just, again, just want Kyir Elam to make it.
We just want the best for him. And, you know, we saw him and we were like, man, he's got all the pieces. Mm-hmm. He's got all the pieces and he's got the ability. We don't know what it was. But hearing from him now and hearing about his performances in training camp and stuff like that, it feels like he's embraced what happened, the comments and all that other crap. And now he's really coming into fruition of who he is for real and being uber focused. And I want to see what that looks like. And I hope it looks as good as we know it could look for him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think he's got it, man. And it's like, just show him. Just show them. That's it.
Yeah, for sure. Just show them. Curtis Samuel. Some storylines coming out of this first day of training camp. Do we necessarily need a number one wide receiver?
No.
Okay. Well, were
you asking me? Were you asking me?
I was asking you, and. Like, do we, right. I mean, because Joe Brady did come out and say everybody's going to eat. I get it. Right, I mean, right. Shakir might be the first, you know, first two games. Curtis Samuel might be the next. And then who knows, you know, Dalton Kincaid might be the next.
I just love that I see a field of number ones. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that's better than having a number one for real.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If you got people who are just consistent across the board in every position, everybody's doing what they need to do, and everybody's performing at the highest peak, and your leader, the quarterback, is dishing mm-hmm. it out accordingly. So it could be you this week, you next week, you this, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I like the plausibility of that being our team. You know what I mean?
So you don't necessarily need a number one right now.
I know. For what? What do we need a number one for?
Okay.
We need a bunch of number ones. So we could be number one at the end of the year.
Hey, I'm not mad because the number one seed is very, very important going into the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't care about no number one. What's that? Like, no.
Long as
it's going to be expensive. No, I don't want that.
That too. Listen, as long as our offense is clicking and everybody understands their role, I'm with it.
In all actuality, what else do you need?
Yeah.
A number one is not necessary.
Dalton Kincaid, I guess, had a really good camp. It's day one. Take it with a grain of salt, guys. We're just excited mm-hmm. and happy. We know this is a long camp. And we understand it's a long camp. A lot can happen. Speaking of a long camp, my second question was, will DeMar Hamlin make the roster? Who's the starter? Then today, DeMar Hamlin came out and was lined aside. Rap. And this goes to my next question. Mm-hmm. Who are the safeties? Was it going to be Edwards, Rapp or Bishop, Rapp or DeMar Hamlin? Well, it came out. It was DeMar Hamlin starting in the red zone work against the offense. First day of camp.
And you know what I got to say about Hamlin?
What's up?
If anybody, that man put in work this offseason.
Yes, they were saying
when I
that.
Say he put in, oh my God, that dude put in some work. Because, and I like that, because everybody was like, why is he still here? Why, you know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. I'm nice for real. Like, and I feel like I always liked Hamlin because he was good. I thought he was good. I always thought he was really good. He's an impactful player. He's a hard hitter. He's a sniper.
That he is.
He's a now smacker, boy. He is. Hey. So it's like, I don't even understand, because he wasn't in often. Yeah, because people are scared. Sorry.
Well, not even that. He's not in often because you do know who the safeties were back there.
Right. They're not going to put him over them. But now the tides have changed, right? Who's going to step up? He knew that, and he took that and held it this whole offseason, and, man, he worked his ass off. So
if he has a notch above – I don't know. Sean McDermott did come out and say that Edward will be the starting safety.
Right.
Bishop, the rookie, is still learning. There's gonna be hiccups when it comes to Bishop.
Yeah, of course. But you expect that.
Right. And the only person I can say that may have that starting role is Rapp.
Yeah, Rapp, for sure.
So I'm not so whatever when it comes to the starters.
Right.
My backups is who I want.
Yeah, I'm saying? The backups. Yeah.
The starters and starters. Pieces.
Who's giving the starter a break?
Or who's to say if they're, because, you know, we've had injuries.
Oh, God.
If we have an injury, who's going to step in there with even flow to where is no hiccup?
No hiccup, right? We need, that's what that's, And that's what everybody should be focused on, right? The starters, we got some good guys. But we need to have – you've seen how last year went with all the injuries, and it got super scary at one point.
And I mean, on that, like, defense.
Oh, my God. Alone. The defense was bare.
Yeah. You know? Every so level we, of the defense.
And I think the they were line. Really covering yeah. that. Like, yeah. in the offseason, they were really making sure that they have solidified backups and all that things. You know, so it's like everybody going to eat.
Shoot, they went out and got linemen, after linebackers, I mean, after mm-hmm. linebackers, after linebackers, because our linebacker room
was
just, my God.
It was bad.
That may have cost us the game, maybe.
Oh, I just know maybe. It was struggle there, and the teams, rightfully so, took advantage. So, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. Again, I asked this question to you, and I think you already answered it. Do you think Milano starts week one?
Ooh.
Do you think they ease him back in?
I, you know, without you asking that question, I was already thinking he was going to be eased in.
Okay.
Naturally, as per league. You know what I'm saying? Like, they usually do that. But
I mean, I wouldn't be upset if he's Durian.
Lord knows. If he's ready.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If he's ready, he's ready. So I could see him slow drip. You see what I'm saying? Slow drip. And then, you know, once he gets rolling to roll. You know what I'm saying? But that's just up in the air. Who knows? Like, he just stepped on the field. So I'm excited to see what
progress.
What,
to the
you
whole,
know?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, it's Matt Milano. When I go to camp next Monday, I'm gonna look for Matt Milano. Yeah, it's gonna be hot. I'm gonna be excited. I'm gonna have to bring a sheet because it's so many new people on this team.
Right.
That they don't have no numbers on their back. So I mean, no names on their back. So you're gonna have to be like, okay, who is 70? Okay.
Yeah.
You go. I mean, looking like,
And by the time you catch it, he gone. He like, uh-oh.
Right. I didn't miss the play.
Love you.
Right. Thanks. So,
yeah,
definitely I'm going to be excited about that.
Oh, my God. I would be in there like, woo! Flashing.
What? Today?
I love you.
Today definitely was one of those days when you woke up and you're like, man, it's training camp today.
Oh my God, it is. Like,
yeah, for sure.
When I you know, because I got the Bills app, so it came across training camp.
Oh, did it?
Dude, oh, cool. did it. I was like, oh, yeah, veterans show up. And I was in the gym, matter of fact, yesterday. I was in the gym yesterday and it was on TV. Veterans show pull up to Buffalo Bills.
Really?
Camp.
So you guys get Buffalo stuff out there?
It wasn't on Buffalo stuff. That's what I'm saying. It was on like ESPN. Like,
oh, word.
I was like, oh, see, you smell it. Yeah, come on. Okay. Oh. Yeah, and it was showing. You know, I was like, look at this. Okay. I see y'all watching. Because you're going to hate, but you're going to keep your eyes on there, too. Because
you know what's up. For sure.
And that's what they do. They hate and they hate. And it's like, it's unprovoked. You see what I'm saying?
It's like, you don't have to do all that.
Why? You can't you be hopeful. You can't be hopeful. Nothing?
Yeah.
All right. I hope you wouldn't fall off on TV. Good. Yeah.
This is nothing different than when we've been in before, right? We've always been in a position where the Bills, some people may call us the laughing stock.
Not no more.
People would say you guys are cursed or something like that. But, I think, you know, like I've told you before, players hear everything that media is saying. They probably don't address it,
right?
Because they want to be like, I don't hear the noise. But you've got to hear, as Brendan Bean came out today and said, let me see if I can find it. Let me see if I can find it.
Because I was like,
yeah. Yeah, Brandon B.
Okay, because I just saw McDermott's joint. I didn't see Brandon Bean. I always look forward to Slick.
Yeah, here it is. So let me see what Brandon. So Bean said this today.
Josh, I don't know where to start. It's frustrating. You try to ignore this stuff. Like, Josh is going into year 7, and there's still the naysayers. I don't get it. If I was going to use rated, I would say underrated before I'd say overrated. And I know I'm biased. He's our guy, and love him every single day. These things that come out there, I know that people love the rankings of whoever, but when you don't put your name to it and you make comments like that, like, who is this executive? Executive's a loose term. Mm-hmm. I was probably referred to as executive well before I should have been. And so I just say, if you're not going to put your name on it, we really shouldn't validate it. I know it gets validated because it's on ESPN, and I'm not a fan of that style. And I wish the writer wouldn't right. even comment like that.
You know, so right, yeah. They hear it. They hear it. You were asked about it today.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And people, because you look and you be like, we're nice, like. We're nice people. You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with y'all? Like, Josh don't say nothing about no one ever. This dude,
he just shows us it through his work. He shows it through.
This is what you get from Josh. Why you hate that? Why are you going so hard on my man? Like,
for a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
What's up with y'all?
I'll say this. The reason, I'll just say maybe one of the reasons. You know when you say something and you just know it's right? He's never going to be this. He's not. Look at this guy. And then right. He proves you completely wrong.
You
got to hate on it.
Yeah, you got to.
You have to because you were definitely wrong. So now you can't come off of it because, I mean, I was right, though.
Right. Look at him.
You know, no, you're wrong.
Look at him. Yeah, no. And I feel that because, you know, it's like that when they try to go back on stuff. And it's like, you haven't really nothing current, sir. So it's like, when you go back on things, you reach it at this point. And
at
it's
the
like,
end of the day, yeah.
Leave this man alone. Like, y'all can big this man
I
up.
Mean, the first Damn. Thing, you can tell when it's hard for people to come off an opinion or how they see someone, especially Josh, because the first thing they'll say, you know, those interceptions.
Oh.
Okay, I get it. But did you see the touchdowns? He leads the league in touchdowns. Like,
bro.
This is odd. Just, is he winning games?
Right. And I'll be looking at ESPN like, yo, we won. I'm confused.
Last season,
I
can say maybe the only game Josh may have cost the Buffalo Bills to lose a game, and it's pulling hairs when it comes to Kansas City game. Is the Jets game. You can say Josh was doing too damn much. You can say that.
Yes. 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 Absolutely, yes.
You know, we were like, yo, what is he doing?
But
why isn't he just...
But that, you know what that does in the media space? is it paints the narrative.
Yes.
And what they like to do is ride that narrative to the ground. You know what I'm saying? And
they riding it.
You got to stop at some point because you're just beating it. Like, he's not even saying nothing to rebut. He's not doing, like, what are you doing? You shooting at an empty space at this point. He's not even looking at y'all. He's working. Gosh,
last season, I just felt kind of like, all right, y'all. And coming into this, oh my God, Mike, if doesn't it feel good though coming to this training camp with no drama, no what is this? I wonder.
You know, outside people don't understand that. I'm talking to other people about this, and outside people don't understand. Like, when you're looked at as the determinator of a win or a loss, and you had this right here, when you're trying to make good decisions. Mm-hmm. It can deem difficult. And not only is it coming at Josh, it's coming at Bean, it's coming at the McDermott, it's coming at the receiver. It's like, bro, at the end of the day, like, we're trying to win for real. You know, right. Can I have some empty space in here to be me as a leader? Like, at the end of the day, you'll catch no ball if I don't throw it.
Right.
So let's be there. You know, as long as you let me be free to make my own decisions. It may not be your day, but that dude still has a Bills jersey on.
Exactly.
So what are we talking about?
Yeah.
So that with that, and that's why I'm so excited about this season, because
the noise is just gone.
This Josh, ain't nobody seen this Josh.
Oh, and we're going to talk about it because that is my careless. I am so, when I tell you I'm excited. For this version of Josh Allen, like, I am so excited because people are saying, how is he going to do it? I'm like, I don't know if you know Josh. I don't know if you know the Josh in 2020 or 2019 when Josh really didn't have no wide receivers, when he had Cole Beasley, when he had John Brown, when he had Isaiah Thomas, when he had, oh my God, the big tight end. Calvin Benjamin.
Oh, Calvin Benjamin.
I don't know if you guys knew Andre Woods or, I think that was his name. I don't know if you guys know that Josh didn't really have receivers back then, and he elevated. So if you don't think that Josh, with these wide receivers that he had, this rookie wide receiver, this MVS, this freaking Shakir, this Dawson Knox, this Dalton Kincaid, you don't think he can elevate this room?
You're
tripping.
These are his early years. My man is solidified now, and now he's got a new breath of fresh air.
Thank you. Oh,
what What are you doing? You giving this man it? Come on, man. Like, I saw
you're just feeding this dude kryptonite, or is it kryptonite?
No, you're feeding this dude spinach. This Popeye, he's about to go crazy. This Popeye about to go bananas on y'all.
I love it.
He's in a happy relationship with a no drama woman who just is enjoying his company. And what are you gonna do? What's happening? You know
when a man and a woman is happy, you can't bother that.
You can't. You can't. Huh? You can't get in there. It's a bubble of love. You can't do that. So with that and this breath of fresh air and you know, like, just everybody speaking life into this man and knowing that this clean slate, everybody's literally looking to him like you and with confidence.
So,
like,
dude,
this is your game. This is not like trying to beef you up and get you to somewhere where you ain't. And it's like, play your game, fam.
We here. This is why I like Joe Brady. Joe Brady is high intense. Like,
you can see the video.
Love it.
Hey, T, low key, I was like, my football nipples are hard because you don't see that. You don't see that. I had to get close to the screen to let you know where I was.
I see.
Hey, you don't see that.
You don't.
Dude is, I would be excited to come to practice every
day. You see why the guys talk so highly about Joe Brady?
I
coming
see it.
From a Ken Dorsey of, hey guy, you know, just
hey, just like the, hey man, do the thing. He looked like,
hey, it's fine. If you don't want to do that, it's fine too.
You know, he looked like Inspector Gadget. You remember?
Yes. He looked like Yes. Hey, now coming from that to that.
What?
One of the guys.
One of the guys. Saying?
Not even on the offense, on the defense with Bobby Babbage. He's high intense too.
Is high
Lord
intense.
Have mercy.
Right.
Like
this is there's energy everywhere. Somebody's gonna bust a vein, and I don't know who it is. Like, I can't wait to see all this. And I feel like their high intensity is going to bring the high intensity out on McDermott.
Yeah, because you know McDermott will sit there with this.
Here's the all right. And you see sometimes he gets in it.
Oh yeah.
You feel
what I'm saying?
So
he catches
himself. This is going to explore the freedoms of just being in the team. Like it's going to be addicting, that type of just that ambiance, that that characters that these guys are bringing out on these people. And like you said, these are all fresh guys almost.
Yes.
These guys are excited, and they come into a room, and you gotta think about Samuel and all these other guys who came from other teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they didn't have that type of level of excitement. And they come here, and it's like, I can breathe again. Let's go. Let's play some football.
So today, Sean McDermott, I guess today is – because they're going to go back and forth. They didn't really say today Sean McDermott hasn't decided who's making the calls, the defensive calls of this season.
I seen that, yeah.
But he also stopped practice today. Matt, oh my God, over at Shout Buffalo. I'm sorry, Matt. I can't pronounce your last name. But he stopped practice today because Cole Bishop wasn't getting the pre-snap. He had issues. So I love the fact, let's stop this. Let's do this again. Let me explain to you so you understand. I'm loving the fact Sean McDermott is still involved in this defense. I don't know when he's going to hand it off to Bobby Babbage, because I think Bobby Babbage can, his dad, can do this, right?
He's made for this, for real.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And I think that's important for a coach to hone in on an issue, and not even an issue, a situation that needs more attention.
Right.
Do that now, so you won't have to do it later. And make it not like but it's like for everybody, absorb this, understand that this is a learning thing. Let's do it. Let's do it right. Let's do it right now. So we can get over that and then focus on other things.
Matt Perino, that was his name. Also, he stated that Benford and Chase Claypool got into a little chippiness. Like it.
Claypool,
long as you keep it on the field and no harm, no foul when you guys leave, we good, because everybody's battling. Chase Claypool is battling.
This is a fight for his life. I don't know. And like I said, outsiders don't understand what's happening in Claypool's career right now, today. This is it, people.
Right.
This is his last hurrah. This is his last proof that Claypool is for the NFL. This is it right here.
Mm-hmm.
So this dude's going to fight for his life every play. And I love that. I love that. Yeah.
Me too. I'm not going to lie. I like to see it, as long as it don't go to where old boy went to.
Don't go excessive. Let's not do excessive. Yeah. Let's keep it on the field. This is football.
Yeah.
Hype each other up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. But you know what time it is, y'all. We're bringing it back.
Ha ha ha.
You know what time it is. It is time for the show. It's called Care or Care Less. We're bringing it back because it is training camp. And we can give a thank you. We can give a care or care less. But do we care that Josh Allen is blinged out with his boys? We don't care. I guess at MVS he got his glasses on. Josh got his glasses on and his chain on.
Yeah. I see like that. I was like,
do we care or care less? Josh is hanging with the boys and chilling with the boys. Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Okay.
I care, right?
Okay.
And I care from a standpoint that this needs to be the team aspect. This needs to be the narrative in the Bills locker room inside and out. This needs to be a family atmosphere, right? Everybody needs to be, just uplifting and having fun. When you see you having fun with new teammates and things like that, that's a positive thing. Like, and for your guy, Josh Allen, to be out there being able to now paint a different narrative, right?
Right.
And for him to do it from A to Z, right? Like, with him out reaching out to everybody individually before everything, to being a bigger voice in the huddles and things like that, and now seeing him everywhere with all the teammates, it's like, that's what I'm talking about right there.
Yeah, I like that too. Because, I mean, I said this on a pod that I was on, that, you know, Josh is 2 years removed from the injury that he suffered with the Jets with his arm.
Yeah.
He had a sleeve on today, on his right arm today. But you see it every now and again. Last year, they were massaging it, making sure it's loose, whatever.
Right.
We haven't heard anything about him having surgery. If he needed surgery, we don't even know. They stated that he didn't need it last year, whatever.
Right.
But maybe that was one of the reasons why he wasn't, you know, throwing with the guys off season. And again, Josh doesn't really show up when it comes to practicing with guys or showing that he's doing anything like that. He's always been that way. But to see it this year, maybe that was the reason why he didn't do it the last 2 years, because of his inner injury. So I just like to see the guys hanging. I just like to see.
I like how you pinned that. You was like, stop.
Right. Because
the one was going like this. You
was
like,
it was. Stop it. But I like to see that the guys are working together, and he needs that, and you know, that connection with them and all of that stuff.
Like, the connection, the brotherhood that this really is, right? Because we've gone through, Diggs being Mr. Diva out here, not showing up to things, doing this, going to fashion shows and all that, while Allen is with everybody and just getting discouraged because it's like, this is not a full thing. And then now you got to worry about it, because this is the problem with having a number one, right? When your number one is not around, now everybody's like, oh, where is he? I don't know. Where is he at? I don't know. And it's like, man, who gives a damn? You know what I'm saying? I don't care. But you know how, do that, because the news picks up every little thing this idiot did. So it's like, man, I love you.
We are boring. That's the thing about it. We're boring this offseason. I mean, not boring to, I mean, our storyline when it comes to the Buffalo Bills is wide receivers. Defensive. That's it. And it's not the stuff, the drama outside of that.
Right. And that's beautiful.
It's no longer, you think Josh Allen is happy with, you think Bean and gonna try, like, you didn't.
Right. Diggs and Allen, they used to play video games together. Do they do it anymore? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't care. Like, I don't think they like each other anymore. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
No, like, get them out of here. Damn. You know what I'm saying? It's just, we have record of us as fans being frustrated. Record.
We were done with that segment a long time ago.
We were. And we said it. We was like, damn it, this is it. Okay.
We're putting a pin in it. We're not speaking about it. People will come on and ask about it, and we'll say, you know, we would say, hey guys, we're not talking about that.
Right, right. Because it got too much. It's like it's not about the game anymore.
It was too big. It was bigger than a team.
Yeah, and that's never healthy for it.
No, it's not.
It's not healthy.
This is Josh's team now. He has a swag. I'm loving every bit and pieces of it.
Yes.
Side note, did you see Joe Burrow?
No.
You didn't see Joe Burrow's new haircut?
Oh, he got a new haircut?
Is there any way that you can go see Joe Burrow's haircut right now?
No, I can't.
Oh! Okay, let me see if I can pull it up. Damn it, oh, Mike.
See, is it good? It's not good. It's not good. Oh my God.
Oh, Mike.
They're not going to the playoffs. The Bengals are not going to the playoffs. That's it.
Mike.
That's it.
I hope you can see this.
Oh, I can't. I can't wait. I'm excited.
Oh, Mikey, Mike, hold on. Let me get a bigger picture of this joint.
I can't believe I didn't see it.
No, I'm, Oh my God. I'm trying to get like a big. They don't even, okay, let me do this one. Okay.
Is that bad?
Oh my God, Mike. They trying to make it seem like he had this stuff before.
Oh, like this was ain't nothing new?
Ain't nothing new. You gotta talk.
Whoa. Hey.
You know, that's Joey. That's Joe. You see him? That's Joey right there. Joe Burrow right there.
He looked like Goldfinger. You remember the wrestler?
Yes, that's what everybody is saying. Or Slim, what's it? Shim Slim, what's his name?
Slim Shady?
That too.
Yeah. What? They're not making it to the playoffs.
Eminem.
They're not making it to the playoffs. See, y'all talk about Josh. Josh don't do nothing extra. Burrow could do whatever the hell he wanted to do and just he'd be fine. He could show up to practice in the first coat with no t-shirt and he's fine. But Allen, you know what I'm saying? Allen, you know, I can't.
Yeah.
I hate the hate people have for us. It's disgusting. that's wrong.
That's nasty, wrong. Yo.
And I feel like all his teammates should be nervous. Who is this? Who is this?
You said, who is this?
Who is this? Oh, no. Oh no. Okay. Now, do you think, fella? Hey, you should have did it orange like the Bengal, like the stripe. Ooh, if you did stripes. That's warranted. Okay. If you want to do the Bengal helmet on your head, that'd be hard. But you went just now you extra white. Just a whole white. Just crazy. Cream. That's crazy. It's
just I don't even know what that is, dude. Well, I don't know.
Hey. I hate this about myself. No, you're gonna get this work. Okay. Chase Pool naked look like a cheese stick.
Oh God.
He looked like a cheese stick naked. No?
Nope.
All right.
Nope. Okay. Nope. On that note.
Go Bengals.
Yeah, basically go Bengals. But guys, thank you again for watching us, tuning in. We appreciate you. It is go time. It's go time.
It's freaking go time, T.
Our vacation is over. We are.
Do you have your outfit laid out for Monday?
Not yet.
Cool. You ain't got your hat laid?
No. I got to go get a new hat. It's a training
question.
Camp.
Real quick question. When you get dressed, what is the first item you grab and then build around it? Just an interesting question.
Now, get dressed for the day or just?
Just for the day.
I do sneakers. What my shoes going to be?
You go shoes first and then build from feet up.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you do?
I go t-shirt.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I go shirt. Sometimes I go shorts, like if my camel shorts, it's like I'm just gonna do whatever with that. But yeah, I'll go shirt and then whatever's in the shirt, I can pick the shorts that match with it And then with the shirt, I know the shoes. So shirt and shoes gotcha. Always like that. And
yeah,
then
yeah.
I'll just fill in the gaps.
Yeah, and then I have whatever hat because I got so many different hats.
You got hats, so it's like, yeah, because you could pick out an outfit and not necessarily, you might have a hat in mind.
Yeah.
But when your outfit done, it might not necessarily go with it.
Right. And then, you know, there's days I don't even wear a hat. I just wear a hat on here because right. of freaking the lights. I sweat right. and all it's going to be is just
shiny boom. Forehead.
Yeah, yeah shiny forehead. Yeah. And we only know shiny forehead.
You got so many great hats that it's like.
Thank you. Thank you. But this is the best one yet that I've found. That's so
that's hard.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's hard. Yeah. I wish I wore hats, but I don't.
So, yeah, I know. I've never seen you really in a hat.
I just got tattoos. That's it.
Yeah, I'm going to get mine actually before the season starts.
Ooh, where are you getting it at?
I'm getting a standing buffalo on my inner ankle.
Oh, yo, wow. It took too long to say ankle. Because you was like...
Inner ankle?
No, because you had the arm. You was like, my inner. I'm like, you about to get in your inner thigh, too?
That's no. Oh, that's going to freaking hurt.
Uh-uh. And it's like, who's going to see it? You know?
It's fine.
Too much pain. But in your inner ankle,
it's going to be painful. But I'm getting a standing buffalo on that inner one, and then the charging buffalo on the other one. So I'm gonna have to.
Okay, so between the standing and the charging, how do you tell which one is which?
Well, then, you know, the standing was
neither 19. One is moving.
Yeah. Well, you silly as hell. One is old and one is new, but I get what you do. But I'm boom.
You see what I did? You see what
I did.
Now you got to invest in a bunch of ankle socks. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not wearing no socks. What do you mean?
Oh, you're going to be just straight raw foot.
Yeah.
And Bill's tattoos.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I hear you.
Yeah. Listen, I went and bought these things today or this week. These are fire, yo.
Okay.
These are Crocs.
Those are Crocs, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was these joints.
Yeah,
they are comfortable as hell, and this is not an ad. But hey,
because if you see us, come and be us. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
call me.
You know see what we got? We got the Monster Energy drink. So right. why not have Crocs right now? I'm just saying. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can sponsor the care or care less. Yeah. Just saying.
Please.
But Mike's gonna get us out of here. I just wanted to say thank you guys again. Please like, share. It helps us out tremendously. Go on our YouTube channel.
Please
hit the like button. Put the notification button up there so you know when we go live. So please y'all come on now. Let's do
Don't miss out. Don't miss out on the second. If you was here the whole time, listen, you know how we get out.
And yes.
It's so great to be back. So great to
we are back.
Have you see all of us. You know what I'm saying? And we appreciate y'all dearly. But without further ado, if you ain't know where you was, that's crazy. Hello. What?
Because we've been here.
I'll tell ya. Listen, I'm Mike. That's T. Anywhere we at. We in a place to be. Shop 143. And this has been... Not Your Average Podcast in the 716. You heard the name.
You Go heard Bills. It. Go Bills. Peace, y'all.
This is a charging. Is it charger? Hold on.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.